Everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2063. Finally been able to get out and walk and record at the same time without any wind. It's very, very still today. We have some beautiful weather in autumn and it's early. The sun's not up just yet. One of the things that people often say to me is, how do you get up so early? Why do you get up so early? Well, I think anyone that asks you why you get up so early, I'm talking about whether it's 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock, those types of hours. Anyone that asks you why you do that is just not coming from a successful mindset perspective, because all the people that I network with around the world and have on my podcasts that are really successful, they get it. And they don't ask, because they understand that when you're up early and you're doing things while people are asleep, that's really powerful. Like, one, you're not getting any interruptions. You can be very focused. And like, normally the phone's not ringing, the emails normally aren't coming in at a great rate. You're not getting a lot of distraction, and you can just be in the zone and do what it is that you want to do. The hard part is going to bed early enough to allow you to get up early. Because getting up early is not hard. It's going to bed early. That's the hard part. Because we all need good quality sleep. And if you're going to bed too late, then that's really going to hamper you getting up early in the morning. So today, actually, I have a bit of a challenge, because I was all set last night to have an earlier night, and I had to go over to my daughter's mum's place and do some things there for a bit. And by the time we got back home, and we did a few things at home, and I was trying to switch my brain off. I played a few games on my phone. Oh, geez, I've got to get to bed. Had a shower, got into bed. I think by the time, last time I looked at my phone, I think it was about 11:30, which is too late for me. And then I just naturally woke up. I think it was 4:54 I woke up. I thought, oh, what is going on? And so not enough sleep. It's only 5.5 hours sleep for me. So I will probably need to have a little nap after lunch, because I've been up for a while now working with clients. I thought I'd get out and stretch my legs. I've got a session with the investor group with my coach coming up shortly. Got a bunch of things that I need to get done this morning in between some clients. So today's Wednesday, so it's a busy day. It's a busy day, client-facing time. And so, yeah, it's the getting up early is not hard. It's just going to bed early that makes the difference. So you should try it. You should try it out. I know it depends on what's going on in your own personal life and with the kids and all that kind of stuff. But if you want to edge yourself forward and you say, I just don't have the time to do this, I've got to do all these other things, you just got to think about, how is that working out for you? Are you going to continue to stay where you are? Or if you really want to change that, you've got to change something in the way that you're approaching your day-to-day life. We all have the same time. And yeah, if you want to make dramatic change in an area of your life, it's going to involve some sacrifice on some level. And that could mean, yes, you don't get to watch TV. Yes, you spend less time scrolling and doing those things, and instead you're connecting with people, or you're learning, or you're doing something, you're working out, you're doing something to progress yourself forward. Nobody that's achieved anything will say, yeah, no, I didn't sacrifice anything. I just did whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted, and all this success and all this fame, all this money, all this whatever just came to me. Yeah, I never worked out a day in my life, and gee, I'm so healthy and I'm getting healthier. It doesn't happen. I eat fast food all the time and my health is amazing and it's improving all the time. Like, it doesn't happen right? The good parts only happen through the work and effort that we put into it. And a great time of the day to progress those things in our life is first thing in the morning, early, before anyone's getting up, or just as people are getting up and starting their day. That's when you just get more done. It's super powerful. So that is my thought for the day. It's a short one, but take it, roll with it, try it out. You're not going to progress unless you take that action. And it's okay to sacrifice things. We can have it, my coach says, you can have it all, but you can't have it all at the same time. Or you can have it all if you plan it all. Right? But you may not be able to have it all at the same time. You can't be working hard in your business and spending a quality time with your family in that same moment. It's not possible. So you can do both during the day, but you got to plan it. You got to schedule it out, and then you got to stick to it. It's challenging being great, but I know you are. You've got the potential to be greater. See you tomorrow.